It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, a little old school again there, All Day Dan Day. Let's go right to the Panthers head coach, whose team is playing unbelievable right now, Paul Maurice. Coach, good morning, and thanks for being with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Man, we are doing great. And, Coach, I've been saying for the last few days, that five-game road streak you guys went on, winning streak, one of the most impressive ones, 3 in the Northeast, come home and then head to Finland and get 2 more that I can remember in a long, long time, the way you guys have played on top of that win last night. How'd you feel about, where's that rank for you, those 5 road wins you got in a row?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember. I think we had one maybe last year, but a 5-game road streak's pretty good. But style of play more than anything. We had come out of a loss at home to Minnesota before we started that trip and went into New York Rangers. So that was kind of the primer for us. That's the one that got us going. And at the same time, Joe, you know, we started to get a little bit healthy. We had had Barkov and Tkachuk out,
right,
but also guys like Thomas Nosek, who we hadn't seen yet this year, and Jonah Gojovic. So we had some guys that were important to the way we play out of our lineup. They started to get healthy as that trip. And then the trips in Finland, those trips can be a great for you or terrible for you, really. And it turned out to be a great thing in part because we have so many Finnish connections in our room, other native Finns, or people that played there, both Bill Zito, our general manager, Robbie Tallis, our goalie coach, had played in Finland. So it was a great trip for us. But you're always worried about the next one. So to come back home after that travel and play as well as we did last night is very satisfying.
Give us a taste of Finland. You know, I saw the interview with you and Peter DeBoer on, I think it was NHL.com. Great. These two guys grew up together, basically, in hockey, and here they are, two of the best coaches in the league right now. But give us a taste of Finland. What stands out for you on your trip, hockey aside, if you...
Yeah. You know what? It was more than that. So the start of the trip, we ended up going to West Point after we had played the Rangers and Mr. Viola. We've got 4 men here that are graduates of West Point. So the whole team went. We spent the day there. It was just spectacular to see. I mean, so many young people, smart, you know, up at 6 o'clock in the morning, running, working out. The commitment that they've made to this country at such a very young age. But what you're left from that day is the pride of these 4 men, how proud they were to show us kind of where they came from. And we really enjoyed that. And then it happened to us again. So we go to Finland. We've got the 4 Finns that play for us. And again, Tuomo Morut, who's on staff, is a native Finn. We've got the 2 men that I mentioned earlier that played there. It was kind of their opportunity to show us where they come from. And we really took it all in. The guys had a great couple of days. Tuomo Rutu took the staff to one of his kind of sauna, swim in the Baltic, all the kind of things that are part of the Finnish food. Yeah. And then the timing was just right because we flew there, we took the next day off, and then we got back on the ice. And then to at the end see the appreciation of the Finnish people for their players, for their countrymen. It was really... You know, it's like somebody invites you to a house they just built and they want to show it off, and you're just so happy for them. They're so proud, really happy for Sasha Barkov and all the Finns. They were great hosts. We had a really enjoyable time in a completely selfish way from a coach's point of view. Those moments are invaluable for your group. They're a different group of guys when they come off those trips. They're closer together. They spend all this time together. They got lots of stories, lots of laughter, really good feeling about where our game's at right now. So it was a wonderful cultural kind of excursion.
Coach, it's amazing with all the big name guys, and the names just get bigger the more big games you win in the championship and going to a championship before that they play so well together, not afraid to make the extra pass, and just the way this group plays together when they could, some of these guys could be stars on other teams and just worry about their stats. Is this normal in hockey?
I you know what? This is a special group, and it's the one consistent thing I've said from the day I got the job. You know, I'll tell you the story again. That summer, I called all the players, and I kept getting off the phone and telling my wife, these guys are different. I don't know how to explain it, but they're just different. The way they talk about each other, the way they interact with each other, the personality that you see on the ice is exactly the personality off the ice of these men. The core of it is they work hard, and they work hard every day. So the idea would be to give you kind of a practical application of this. That's a long flight. That's 10 hours. We have an optional skate the next day. And everybody shows up. Every single guy came out for that skate and skated. Then we take a day off. And we're on the ice the day before the Nashville game, and we're going. I mean, we are humping up and down the ice to the point that I know I got to shorten this practice because these guys will just keep working as long as I run this practice. So we shortened it by two drills, cut it right off because they just push. It's who they are. And there's a camaraderie in that work ethic. There's a kind of a trust built every day. I can't remember if I ever had to go to tell a guy, you got to pick it up in practice because you're not going hard enough. And they run that. Like, they set that level. Huh. You know, as a new coach, you kind of come in, you bark for a couple of weeks, and then you see where they get to. And these men have been setting that standard here for 2 years. It's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for the coaches. There's a whole bunch of things that I don't have to do that are pretty standard in an NHL season. You're pulling teeth a little bit, and you're barking, and you're grinding guys, and you're sitting guys and benching guys, just trying to get them to a certain emotional level for the games, and we just haven't had to do that here.
You've said from the start of this season, before the season, there don't use the word hangover, there won't be a hangover, and it's pretty obviously right. There isn't. Why were you so sure that, here we are early November, that it has nothing to do with any hangover?
Yeah, I think it's perspective. And there's two pieces. First, I was pretty sure because by the time I met the media, I already had the test results. So I knew, there's two parts to testing. And the first part is the anecdotal part. You watch them and you see how hard they push. So to give you an idea, like Barkov doesn't have to test particularly well. He's a big fit man. But when you get on those VO2 max tests or any of those power tests, they're not easy to do. If he puts up a good number, nobody's going to say anything to him. But he pushes himself as hard as he can. I think I've got to mention Gustav Forsling, who's been our fittest athlete the last 3 years. He got stronger this summer. In a shortened summer, he came back more powerful, faster, in better shape than he's ever been in his life. So that tells you that they enjoyed the cup, but they still got to the gym when they were supposed to, and they still got to that work. So the idea of the hunger, I think that emotional, it's more where's your emotional energy coming from, and if you can't find it, you look like you've got a hangover on the ice. We haven't had that. They were committed before they got here to push as hard as they did. The new guys come in and kind of it's the standard comment, I can't believe how hard these guys work. You know, but that's what, and then, a month later, they're right in there, right with them. They're capable of doing it. So this is really more of a story about how special that room is, how special group of guys we have. And I know that gets used a lot. Hey, we got a really close-knit group. It's beyond that here. I mean, you've probably got seven players in that room that would have gotten more on the open market had they gone there. They took less to be here, to be with each other. And that sacrifice means something. That's an actual investment into the team that they made.
You know, I'm glad you said that because I was going to ask you about Sam Reinhart. The start, he's off to 11 goals, 11 assists. I mean, right off the bat, and I remember during the parade, because I don't follow social media, and he wasn't there. And I was like, oh, man, well, I wonder, right. Wow, what the hell? Oh, no, come on, man. That guy, what a year. I hope he stays. And he signs, and, he sends out stuff on social media. I didn't see it, Coach, because I don't follow it. But, man, what a start he's off to.
Yeah, he had a very close friend who got married that he had promised he would be there, and he had made a commitment, and everybody here understood that. What's special about this man is that in generating the offense he generates, he never cheats the game to do it. He never makes a play with the idea there's a chance I could get something if it's the wrong. If it's the wrong play, if it's a risky play, if it's not a smart hockey play. So he never cheats the game. And obviously then never cheats his teammates, and everybody respects him immensely for that.
Yeah.
One of the phrases we never hear in hockey is maintenance. You know, we hear it in basketball, we hear it in football. And but I'm curious, you guys have played a lot of hockey the last 2 years. How do you tone it? I don't even want to say tone it back, but how do you manage, you know, going into what's going to be possibly another long playoff series?
We don't. And by that, I mean the coaches don't. So we have a whole sports science department, very, very bright men that the players trust with their daily routine.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We do measure a lot of things, how they're sleeping, how they're eating, all these kind of things. And there's more scientific ways to measure that than it's not a casual anecdotal measurement. And I find out every day they come in, these guys tell me where the team's at. Yeah, they got a lot of energy. No, we're a little low today. And we tailor everything that we do.
Wow.
That. So to give you a little bit of the specific, we know the load of every practice drill that we run. So we can kind of add up our practice drills and understand how hard we're pushing them that day. The rest of it then is a little bit of experience. After you've been through enough NHL campaigns, you know when to expect your team to be a little bit tired. We don't skate very much. We're not on the ice in practice. We do use the gym for more controlled kind of maintenance, is right. We just have, each player has his own program, what he needs. Each player is completely different. We guys run very high heart rates. Some guys run low heart rates. They're all different. We have a group of things that they all do together, but it's very individualized. They'll come in this morning and give me a number on where they think they're at. They'll give me a number. I think how hard I should push them. I'll listen to them exactly. We'll go up the ice. We won't be on the ice more than 25 minutes today. We'll have an optional morning skate. And we are truly trying to conserve energy, but you can only do that if your team is in a fitness level that you are thinking about recovery more than you're thinking about improving fitness levels.
Damn, Coach, did you ever think at this age you'd be into sports science the way you are? I am shocked to hear what you just said. By the way, it's a world we're in. I get it. Sports science is a big part of every team we cover.
Right, and I've got nothing to do with that. So what you need, and I'm not trying to pump tires, what you need is, you know, Mr. Viola is very interested in this. So it's a big part of what he does. Bill Zito went out and find a bunch of really smart men that can run it, guys that have pro experience, but they're also very, very bright, and they work really hard. And the byproduct of that is your players trust them. And once the players trust them, you can really, we're here to take care of these guys is what we're doing. They have earned through their work ethic, through their summer fitness, through their numbers, through their testing, to be looked at more as caretakers. Now, there's a bunch of hard things that we got to do on the ice, and we don't bend on those, and we're real serious about them, and it's not an easy place around here if we're not doing what we need to do. Everything after that, though, is really about how do we make our athletes perform at their best, but also enjoy their lives, too. We're not spitting nails here every day.
Yeah.
We want to have fun while we're doing it. But it's really, all of this in the end is driven by the kind of men we have in our locker room.
Amazing stuff, Coach. My gosh, always so great. We really, really appreciate you finding time on this homestand to join us. I really appreciate it. Good luck, Flyers, tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And thank you again for coming on.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Paul Maurice, head coach of the Panthers. I was going to tell him we got our bathrobes on right now. I got you one. You look good in it. I thought you looked better.
I don't know
shape.
Where the bathrobe thing came from. I'm curious. I haven't been out there.
The bathrobes, man. They got bathrobes to go to Finland
for the saunas and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and they're ready to go. And they got on this roll, and they're like, let's keep wearing them.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.